Welcome to Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. Today's episode comes from my Prophet's Teaching Series. Join me in diving deeper into the Word and the Spirit. I've been talking to you a little bit about the name of Jesus Christ, the power, the majesty, the glory, the wonder of that holy and blessed name. Last week we talked about the use of the name of Jesus. But today I wanted to share with you from Scripture a little bit about why the power is there. It'll encourage your heart. So let's start in 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. This is about the Father. He says, and this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as He has given us commandment. Yes, we're to love one another, but you can't love one another if you don't believe on the name of Jesus Christ. That's how important it is. The structure of the Greek there is brought out, I think, very adequately in the Amplified Version, which says to believe on and in the name of Jesus. Believing on the name of Jesus is salvation. Believing in the name of Jesus is what taps you into the authority and the power of that particular name. And we must believe on it. You know, I've shared with you before that a name means the name by which a person is called, and all the authority, character, rank, majesty, power, and excellence that the name implies, or lack thereof in any of those cases. There are so many different names. My name is Mike Thompson. When I use that name and introduce myself, those of you that see my name on live streams and on videos and on books, then it represents me and who I am and who you've grown to know. There are other names such as Buddha, Muhammad, Moon, etc., that in the world of religion, remember, religion is man's search for God. Christianity is God having found us and brought us in. But all of those names represent those people who were founders and leaders, and so many people have given adoration to. But what are they giving adoration to? To those who have died and are still in the grave. We give adoration to the name of the person who not only died for our sins, but who was raised on the third day. And then He ascended to the right hand of the Father in order to send the Holy Spirit and birth us. We are children of the living God through that name. Hallelujah. So that's the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. In Philippians 2, the scripture says that God has exalted Him, referring to Jesus, and given Him a name above every name. Think about that. A name that is above every name. Every name in existence, in the spiritual realm, in the natural realm, in history past, in all of the future, there is no name that can measure up to the name of Jesus, because it is associated with and ascribed the character and the power of who Jesus is, our living Savior. So that's why we can trust in the name, because when you trust in the name, you're trusting in the Lord Jesus Himself and all the promises that He has given unto you. This Holy Bible that we have and that we're reading from right now is the Word of God. You know that in John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. That was Jesus. So He is the Word. This Word reveals who He is. It's like a black and white portrait of the Lord Jesus Christ itself, Himself. It describes His character and His majesty, but also it describes His mindset. It describes His will. It describes His promises that He has given to us through the shedding of his blood, overcoming the enemy, and then being raised from the dead. So we can bank on the word of God because of that name. That name backs up all of the promises. One of the things that I have said is that the blood of Jesus is the power, the redemptive power of God that has saved us. But everything that the blood of Jesus has purchased for us is released by the name of Jesus. The authority of release is in the name of Jesus. Praise God. If you know anything about me, you know that I use that word release quite often. I use it in prayer. And when I pray for somebody, I'll lay hands on them, or I pray for an entire group, and I'll say, in Jesus' name, release. The release is an important word because what's happening is there's a transference from the spiritual realm into the natural realm, from heaven itself, from the power of God, from angels and the Holy Spirit, by our faith, new creations, a release, a transfer that comes into manifestation in changing things in the natural realm. But it's in the name of Jesus, because the name of Jesus is the authority release. Hallelujah. And so I love that name of Jesus and have literally used that name hundreds of thousands of times. I do it in conversation with him. I do it in rebuking the devil. I do it in praying to the Father. I do it in everything that I'm engaged in the name of Jesus, the glory of that name. You know, the Bible mentions that there are three specific things that have been attributed to why that name is so powerful. Let me share them with you right now. I probably won't read the scriptures. I'll give you the reference, the address. You can look them up yourself in the scriptures. But in Hebrews 1, the first four verses, the Bible says that Jesus gained that name by inheritance. He's the Son of God. And because of that, he was birthed through the plan of salvation by the Holy Spirit through the Virgin Mary's womb to take upon himself flesh, that he could be all God, all man, and that he could suffer for us even though he had not sinned, that he might die, go into Hades itself, and then be raised from the dead because of the sheer wisdom of the technicality that God had placed in it, that he himself had not sinned, that he had died for our sins. And so he was the firstborn from the dead, the Son of God. Now the Bible says that he was the firstborn, he was the only begotten, then he became the firstborn from the dead as a new creation, and we get to follow him as sons of God now through that. But you get what I'm talking about, is that by inheritance, the DNA of God was in him. Oh, that's a lot of power to put in the name that's attached to him, right? Well, also, we find that in Philippians 2, verses 9 and 10, and also Ephesians 1, verses 19 through 21, that it says that the power and majesty of that name was also conferred upon him. What does that mean? It means that God gave him the name that was reserved in heaven. It was a very specific and a very special name. Now, we know it's Yeshua. You know, when the angel appeared to Joseph and told him, don't be afraid to take Mary, your wife, because she's going to give birth to child of God, son of God, and you'll call his name Jesus, Yeshua. But that specific name, Jesus of Nazareth, was held in heaven to be conferred and placed upon the one who purchased salvation for us, the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. The one who conquered the enemy. And that gets into the next thing, is that in Colossians 2:15 and Hebrews 2:14, it says he obtained his name by conquest. In other words, by kicking the devil's butt. Now, he did more than that. He defeated the enemy. He destroyed sin, spiritual death, the hold of Satan that he had over people. And so Jesus' name, that precious name, was by inheritance, by it being conferred upon him, and by his own conquest. That's the name that you have. Wow, think about that. I wanted to share with you that there are some vital facts that we must believe about the name of Jesus if we are going to believe on and in that wonderful name. Let me share them with you. First one, in Acts 4:7-10, the name of Jesus holds the same power and authority as Jesus himself. Think about that. The name of Jesus, because it represents him, it holds the same power and authority. So when we use the name of Jesus, what's released? That power and authority. It's tremendous. You can bank on the name of Jesus. You can trust in the name of Jesus. You can use the name of Jesus with victory. Here's number two. In Acts 4:12 and Romans 10:13, we are saved and can only be saved by the name of Jesus. It's the only name under heaven whereby men might be saved. None of the other names that I mentioned earlier as far as connected with either people, politicians, or world religions, I don't care what it seems like they may be spiritual in nature, there's only one name, and that's Jesus. Number three, in Acts 2:38, we are baptized in the name of Jesus. We are baptized in the name of Jesus. First of all, we're baptized into the body of Christ, which carries the name of Jesus. But then even when we do water baptism, which we're lowered into the watery grave and raised up into newness of life in the Lord Jesus, we do it in the name of Jesus. That's the authorization. And that's our baptism in that name. Number four, Ephesians 3:14-15. When we are born into the family of God, the name of Jesus belongs to us. When we are born into the family. Yeah, we're family of God. But the name that is on the family of God is Jesus. Yes, we have the Heavenly Father, but the name that's associated with the body, with the family, is Jesus. It's on us. It's in us. Number five, 2 Corinthians 5:20 and Mark 16:15-18. We are ambassadors with the power of attorney of the name of Jesus. I love that one. I've been talking about Jesus, talking about his glory, talking about his name. He gave us the power of attorney. That means we have the right to use the name legally as if Jesus was the one using it himself, and that the devil had to obey, and that circumstances in this world have to respond to us using that name as if Jesus was the one using it, because it is the power of that name. Number six, John 16:23-24. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We do all prayer in the name of Jesus. All prayer. And as I mentioned, I believe last week, is that also includes using the authority in commands and decrees. We can pray just like Jesus when he stood before the tomb of Lazarus. He lifted his eyes and he prayed to the Father and he said, Father, I thank you that you hear me. Then he looked down and said, Lazarus, come forth. He gave the authority declaration. When you rebuke a demon, you do it in Jesus' name. Praise God. Here's the last one, Colossians 3:17. We are to be totally controlled by the name of Jesus. Totally controlled by the name of Jesus. It's in us, it's among us, it's over us. We use it. It comes out of our lips, it's in our thoughts, all because of the power of the name. I'm going to pray for you right now. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I pray for every viewer, every listener. And as I pray, regardless of the circumstances, whatever the difficulties are in the people's lives, or whatever assignments that you've given to them that they are launching out to, whatever their destiny is, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, release that power to break through, to bind the enemy, and to also release heaven and heaven's destiny into their lives. In Jesus' name. God bless you. I pray that today's message enlightened your heart and strengthened your faith. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast so you never miss an episode. And for more teachings and resources, or to become a ministry partner, visit MikeThompsonMinistries.com. God bless.